a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small businesses bring Utah together. They inspire goodness and connect communities. These are their stories from Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Here's our host, Chris Redgrave, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We have a great small business show on KSL Radio every Sunday from 11 a.m. to noon called Mighty Main Street, The Faces and Places of Utah. We're interviewing our small business owners and organization leaders who are working hard to navigate our current challenges, and they're telling their stories. We can thank Visit Salt Lake and Utah Office of Tourism for providing this small business opportunity because they understand the importance.
I have Brent Uberty with me with BW Productions. Thank you so much, Brent, for joining us. We were just talking about the fact that you shifted from a freelance model of hiring people to now it was an employer-employee model. Tell me how this is working for you and what this means to you now as a business.
Yeah, thank you so much. So by changing this model, it allowed us to change the way that we offer our services. So one of the things that we implemented is every employee gets to have time every calendar year that they donate to whatever organization they want. And this allowed us to open up some doors where everyone has an organization or a group that they care about. So by offering each of our employees paid time that we would typically bill to a client, it allows us to really reach a lot much larger audience and offer our services to more organizations that are in need of discounted or free services. And we've really liked that model shift. The other thing that has really changed with us having employees is we've really been able to help grow what we do. So I was looking, I was sitting down with our bookkeeper the other day, and we were looking at where are we at year-to-date 2020 versus 2021. And we are 232% up from last year, same exact period, which just goes to show how many people are coming back and wanting to do marketing and photo and video content so much more after the pandemic. The pandemic has really changed the way marketing is looked at. Previous to the pandemic, not everyone was doing video marketing because there was other models. You could do on-the-ground marketing. People had storefronts. With the pandemic, a lot of that changed, and even companies that traditionally wouldn't do video marketing are. I'll use an example of one of our clients, Align Fitness Studios. They're a Pilates and bar studio located right next to Liberty Park. And pre-pandemic, they didn't do any video marketing. They didn't need to. They're a fitness studio. People are going to walk in the door, and they're going to come to their classes. Well, with the pandemic, they had to shut their doors, and they had to start offering content in a different way. So they're one of the organizations and companies that we help support through the pandemic. And now they do video marketing. They do online fitness classes. They have a whole whole program where you can have a membership to take online classes and you don't have to be in the studio. And that was a really big shift for a small locally owned fitness studio.
You know, I've got a question for you, Brent, about the fact that when you're talking how you set this business up in the first place and that you don't do weddings. And did it surprise you that there weren't a lot of people in the space of doing video and just photography for small business, that they weren't specializing in small business and nonprofits? Did that surprise you?
It did and it didn't. It did in the fact that I think that's a huge market segment and that people aren't really hitting that very well. But it didn't because it is very different. As a small business owner myself, there's different things you think about. And you have to look at everything that you're spending your money on and figure out the right ways to spend your money. And I think that's one of the things that has really helped us grow is we can sit down with a client and we can talk through the different benefits and the different ways we can use video and really help them see the benefit on the financial end and also help justify the cost for them. One of the things that I think really differentiates us is we don't just make a video for a client. We sit down with the client, we talk through what their needs are and what their wants are. And most of the time, their needs and their wants are two totally different things. They're not video experts. We don't expect them to be video experts. One of our clients came to us a couple of years ago and said, hey, Brent, we want to do 2 10-minute videos. And a 10-minute video is a long video. Nobody necessarily wants to sit and watch a 10-minute video. So we sat down with them and we really broke down what were their needs and helped them realize, you know what, actually, we want 6 1-minute-and-a-half videos that highlight each of their program areas. And they're a local nonprofit that works with early growth for children. They have totally changed the way they use video marketing now, and it's helping them reach new clients for themselves, reaching new donors, and helping them grow their board.
How do people find out about you? How's the word getting out about BW Productions? Is this all word of mouth? Do you do your own marketing? How do people find you?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the coolest things that I get to talk about with my business is we've never done any paid marketing. All of our business is brought in by referrals or by connections we have. So one of the things that we got to talk with, just to loop back in Sheryl Sandberg, is we got to talk with Sheryl a little bit about how Facebook groups have been a huge part of our business growth. Connect Utah is one of the groups that we're in, and we're also in a lot of filmmaking groups on Facebook. And we've got to meet a lot of our clients through Facebook. So about 30% of our clients come through Facebook. Then we have another probably 40% of our clients come through just direct referrals. So that's people that we've worked with before referring us to another company or another organization. And then the remaining group of clients that we bring in the door are just people that are finding us on our website.
So yesterday when you were in that session, did you notice that were all the small businesses that grew on because of Facebook? Is that a kind of a commonality that all of you had?
I would say that wasn't the driving factor behind the town hall, but everyone did have an impact from Facebook. And it really goes to show that Facebook is trying to do a lot of good with small business. They're actively trying to provide free services that can help businesses grow. One of the companies that was on the panel with us, they started during the pandemic. The founder, she got laid off from a job and she had free time and she's like, I'm going to start a business. So she started a business where she took bride bouquets and she used a wooden press to press the flowers so they were flat and then provided it back to them in a frame. And it took off. And it took off because she was able to use Facebook and she was able to use the change of relationship data on Facebook to target her customers. And that just goes to show how important digital tools like Facebook can be to have a business grow.
I think that's a remarkable example. And you know what? It's not the first time I've heard that. It just is, you know, our digital platforms, our Facebooks of the world, our Instagrams of the world are really making a difference for small business. And I have such a deep appreciation for that. Brent, I'm so glad that you had that experience. And Teresa Foxley with Economic Development Center of Utah was at the forefront of that. And I guess obviously the Salt Lake Chamber was as well. And I'm just so impressed that we had that type of experience for our small businesses here in Utah. I wish we could have more of that because we need to hear from these high level executives that just have a real global view on how small business works. And I just think it's really cool to bring it down to our small business platforms in places in Utah and other places as well. Brent, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you. Thank you for hanging in there. I mean, you've been in business for quite a while, and I think it's so smart that you're supporting small business through this type of video and photography production. So all the best to you. Brent, thank you so much. You were brought to us by Visit Salt Lake. They're the ones that asked us to give you a call today, and we appreciate you being on the show. Do you want to give us your website so people know how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, for sure. You can reach out to us at bwproductionsllc.com, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We would love to chat with you and see if we can help you with any of your video or photo needs.
Thank you so much, Brent. All the best.
Thank you.
You've been listening to our Money Main Street show, The Faces and Places of Utah. You can find us on the podcast page of KSLNewsRadio.com. I'm Chris Redgrave, host of Money Main Street. Join us again next Sunday to hear more from our business community from 11 a.m. to noon on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.